If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Dukes and Bell. Let's get to an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers.
Yeah, I think they can help.
Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com.
Hashtag anti-flaccid.
Yeah. Trey Lance. I got no reason not to be here, Lance said. Talking about trying to still live his dream. You guys do know he's now with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, smart for the Cowboys because insurance, they might let Dak walk.
Well, do you, though?
I would never let Dak walk. Dak is the top 10 quarterback, if not top 7 quarterback in his league.
Yeah, I...
In the conversation.
I'm with you. Trey Lance says, I think, I guess at any position, you start thinking about this, but he was basically saying it's a no-brainer. I feel good. I feel great every time I come out here. I try to get better. He's saying all the right things. I can go on, blah, blah, blah. Trey Lance right now, he's not relevant. And I do not know what Trey Lance is as a quarterback in this league.
Nobody does.
I don't even know if Trey Lance is going to be a starter at any point in this league. And I'm just
again,
telling
if they let, I mean, he's the guy that they brought in to get in this whole system for a year, to get around these guys for a year before they risk a chance at losing Dak.
Shanahan took him top 3.
Yeah, traded up to get him too.
And then traded him.
Because
the guy behind him was better.
Life moves fast in the NFL, man.
I'm just saying.
Life comes at you fast in the NFL.
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is there. Hey, our buddy Steve Weiss from NFL Network was talking about our Falcons. Let's hear him talk about Raheem Morris and his relationship with our owner, Arthur Blank.
I mean, they have a very, very tight relationship. And he was in the running with Arthur Smith for that job. But Arthur Blank had it in his mind at the time, I've got to get the hot offensive coach. I remember they interviewed Robert Saleh and a lot of really good defensive coaches, but all those guys told me after their interviews, they were going to go offense. And so Raheem is going to do well.
I think so too. But I also think the best thing he did is he went out and got a very good offensive mind and a guy he trusts in Zach Robinson.
I've said this repeatedly. There is no excuse for anything less than a 10-win season for this team.
Agreed.
He doesn't get a first-year pass. Does not.
The team's ready to do that. They were ready to do it last year.
Of course, they were ready to do it for the last 2 years. So, you don't want me to start defending Arthur Smith, do you? Because I won't. But, I'm still on that hill. I've died there several times. You can bury me at the top of it. Me and Art, BFF. But there's no excuse for Raheem. If this team doesn't win 10 games... We'll have to win the division because somebody could win 11 or 12, and that's a really good year. I don't know what other teams are going to be capable of. This is a 10-win team.
I don't know if anybody in this
division I don't think anybody
games.
Should, but yeah. I'm just saying. We've seen stranger things happen.
Sure.
You can't control what other teams do in your division other than playing them twice. So, but there is no pass, in my opinion. None. If it's a 9-8 season and they squeak out a division or a wild card, failure. Failure.
So Steve Weiss kind of agrees with you when he was asked about Kirk Cousins. Steve with the NFL Network talking about our Falcons. Listen to what he says about Cousins and the offense.
Unquestionably the right move because this roster is ready to win right now. I mean, the offensive line is very good, especially in the run game, right? We know what the Falcons can do up front. They can push and they can dominate in the run game up front. So that's not going away, right? Now you get a quarterback who puts the ball on the spot. Right, he gets the ball. We saw what he did with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison before he got hurt. We saw what he's done in previous years. So he's perfect for the system. They need a veteran leader.
I do too. I think he's perfect for the offense because he knows it. I think from a leadership standpoint, and the bigger thing for me about this whole Cousins deal. And by the way, we'll say this next week. Whether he plays in the preseason is irrelevant. I really think as long as he's ready for the regular season, I'm disappointed because I do want to get a sense of what we have and what he looks like. But we'll try to do that at practice as much as we can. But, Zeno, the major thing is he knows how to play the position. That's all we needed last year. We just needed somebody who knew how to play the position.
Well, and he also knows how to keep himself out of trouble, right? I mean, when you look at a guy who 9 out of 10 times makes the right play with the football,
yeah,
that's kind of what you're looking for here offensively.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.